Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
If you would like to participate in some of the upside, but never the downside, and get a reasonable range of return and a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive, then you're at the right place. It's time now for the original Safer Money Specialist, Mr. Ron Grant.
So here we are again, sort of.
Sort of.
You've got a big thing going, and I love this event because it's one in my hometown of Thousand Oaks. That's where I was raised.
Yeah.
Tell everybody where you are today.
Well, I'm at Belmont Village. I'm in 3680 North Moore Park Road. It's over by Olson, and we're doing a car show today, and it benefits the Walk to End Alzheimer's. So if you get a chance, come on out. Lots of nice rides here. They got hot dogs and hamburgers. It all benefits the Alzheimer's Association, and I think it's an important thing because obviously Alzheimer's is it's a scary situation. So let's hope that none of us ever have to face that. But the ones that do, we need to help them out.
It's like a thief. You know, it takes away from people. And one thing you said a couple of years back, you've done this for a while, is when people see the old cars, they reflect, you just see them light up like that's the car because you have people who are clearly in their 80s, 90s, even 100 years old.
Yeah. Years ago, we did this nursing home in Simi Valley for a couple years in a row. They'd have a live band out there, and they would have a barbecue. And I remember I had my my yellow truck out there at 57. And I remember a lady, I was sitting, maybe 5-6 cars down the road. We were sitting there with some friends eating. And I watched her, and she's just stood there for the longest time just looking at my truck. And I thought, wow, maybe she has some questions. So I went over there, and she had tears in her eyes. And she says, I remember my husband of 60 years, who's no longer with us, and I had this truck on the farm just like this. Same year, same everything. And I thought, oh, my God, how cool was that? You know, it brought back a memory of 60 years with her and her husband. And, you know, that's the cool thing about these cars. You know, like you said, there's memories. People see them. They remember where they were. They remember who they're with.
First dates.
Yeah, first dates, all that stuff. It's kind
of
cool. So it's really nice. This is a senior village. It's not so much a nursing facility. It's senior living. And it's a pretty nice place. I was there last year. So if you get a chance, come on out and take a look at the rides and have yourself some lunch. And let's help end Alzheimer's.
Yeah, no doubt about it. This is a great cause. And as always with the car people, they throw a little party with it too. So you can have a lot of fun along with that. So that's a good part. Hey. Another good thing is Ron Grant is recorded today, but every single day, no matter what time of day it is, you can listen to Ron Grant do the Safer Money Solution Show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just log to the website, safermoneyspecialist.com, click on the LA Talk Radio icon, and you've got Ron.
You got me.
Just like that, it's that easy. The other thing you've been doing now, this has been a hit. This has been going off rather nicely. Your dinners were always a huge hit for a few years. I got to nosh with you numerous times.
Oh, God.
From Simi Valley out to Ventura, Oxnard, Camarillo, many cities, sometimes lunches, quite often dinners. But you focus now on the individual and the personalized appointment.
Well, you know, I know a lot of people won't attend a public workshop for whatever reason. I know, a lot of people over 50 could eat dinner probably 4 or 5 nights a week. And a lot of people go to those places just to eat dinner. And I understand that. You got to be real careful, in my opinion. I get a lot of these Social Security dinner invitations. And I've heard several negative things from different people that have gone to those. So be real careful about those. But, you know, if you sit down with me on a one-on-one basis and I answered all your questions about how to keep that money safe where you can't lose the principal, you can't lose the gains, you can get a reasonable range of return, we can help you get a guaranteed lifetime income that you can't outlive. Your 401k, your 403b, your 457 can't say that because it's in risk. My stuff is not in risk. You know, we're tied to the market, but we're never in the market. In fact, with me, you'll never miss the upside of Wall Street, just the downside of Wall Street. You know, back in 08 and 09, when the market tanked almost 50%, My clients and I got zeros. And a zero is always better than a loss. You know, when you get a zero, I'm the hero. So we're going to help you keep that money safe where you can't lose the principal or the gains. And then when you pass away, your beneficiaries will get the balance. And all while paying no fees. You remember when you pay your fees to your financial planner, your stockbroker, your 401k company, etc., that takes away from your returns. It eats up your returns. So one-on-one with me, and then I answer all your questions, and then you're going to go ahead and get the gift card. So if you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe and guaranteed where you can't lose the principal or its gains, give me a call, 805-660-1313, or you can go to my website, that's safermoneyspecialist.com, and I have some great third-party educational information there. There's some great testimonials. They called in on the radio. There's some email testimonials. If you look at the top of the page next to my photo with me on the microphone, in red it says, if you own a 401k or a 403b, check here. That's a little 9-minute video from Steve Croft of 60 Minutes, and it's called The 401k Recession. I was angry when I saw that. I don't own those things. And I'll tell you something. I was mad when I saw those, and you need to look at it. If you own a 401k or a 403b, the hair on the back of your neck should be standing up right now, because this is important that you take a look at that. And then there's a little 4-minute video on the front page on how the financial planners and stockbrokers are finally taking responsibility for doing such a poor job in your retirement. It's something you need to see. Remember, knowledge is power. You know, my dad used to say that all the time, and you know, no one has ever gotten mad at me for educating them, spending 15, 20 minutes with them. No one's ever come back and said, you wasted my time. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen, and you need to get that. So if I can help you, please give me a call, 660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place.
It's that easy. Give Ron Grant a call. It is Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Today we are recorded, and we would like to direct you over to...
Yeah, we're at Belmont Village in Thousand Oaks for the Alzheimer's. It's a car show and is benefiting Alzheimer's. We're right almost on the corner of Olson and Moore Park Road. We're at 3680 North Moore Park. So come on out. We're going to be here till noon. Hot dogs, hamburgers. We're going to have a good time.
And we'll be back in just 1 minute. Make sure you have something to write with and write on, because we're going to have a lot of great information for you with Ron Grant.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Here's what Kirby from Santa Paula posted on my website.
I wanted to thank you for the wonderful dinner and the great educational information. My mom made an appointment with you to help her with her investments that have lost money. Your program was very easy to understand.
And this is what Bob and Mary from Camarillo have to say.
We have been to a couple other programs, and yours was the best. Your program was straight and to the point. We felt comfortable with you and look forward to you helping keep our money safe.
Lewis from Ventura said,
my wife and I attended another workshop and it was very confusing and they pressured us. Yours, very clear, and we like that you didn't push yourself on us.
Call me for a one-on-one, no pressure, just information, and you walk away with a $100 Visa or MasterCard to use any way you want. I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
Welcome back to the Safer Money Solution Show with Ron Grant, 8 years plus here on the radio on News Talk 1590 KVTA, out at a car show today benefiting Alzheimer's in Thousand Oaks. More on that coming up here on KVTA. So let's get into the show now. And indexed annuities, somebody hears that and they wonder, okay, what are they all about? And are indexed annuities created the same, or is there a difference?
Well, they're fundamentally the same, but there's different programs out there, and it's very important that you understand them, because I've met a lot of people that have bought stuff that really, in my opinion, is not great. Number one, they buy stuff that has less than 100% participation rate. You know, if the market gets a 10, I want that 10. I don't want a 3. And there's a lot of 30% and 50% participations out there, 25% participations out there. I don't know why anybody would want to take less than 100%. But unfortunately, they purchased these things, and now they're in them for a period of time. The other thing are the caps. cap is like a ceiling. So right now the caps are between 18 and probably 24-26%, depending on which index or indexes that you use. You know, market goes up, you know, 10%, we potentially get that 10%. Market goes up 20%, we could probably get that 20%. But here's the deal. The market goes up 30, 40, 50, 60, 70%, we can't get that. We have a cap. But guess what? Market's not going to go up that high anyway. So I don't know anybody that's ever made 60, 70, 80% in the market on a consistent basis, maybe a one-shot deal. Here's the nice thing about it is when the market goes up, we get to go up with it. But when the market drops, we don't lose. We don't go down. And every time there's a gain, every year that there's a gain, we lock it in and we go to the next plateau. And that's the nice thing about it. You know, principal protection and predictability is in more demand now than ever. You know, if you're over 50, you got less time. You need less risk. That's the beautiful thing about this. You know, the U.S. Government Accountability, the GAO office, has released a report entitled Ensuring Income Throughout Retirement Requires Difficult Choices, and it tells Americans to buy more indexed annuities. The theme of the report is one that we've heard time and time and time again. It relates that regardless of the benefits schedule of Social Security system, it cannot be relied upon to replace a person's pre-retirement salary. You know, a lot of you don't have a pension. I can help you set up some form of pension where you can get a guaranteed lifetime income that will help supplement your income. You know, that's a situation that you want to talk about. You know, one important way that you can do this is by considering a good fixed indexed annuity. It allows you to set aside a principal amount that will remain protected in the event of market downturn. Again, back in 08 and 09 when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got a zero. We're going to protect your nest egg. We're going to give you options, providing the retirement income for you that you can depend on for your life. And then when you've passed away, your beneficiaries are going to get the balance. We also want to talk about liquidity. You know, you need some liquidity. You got to have some liquidity other than the money that we're going to put into the indexed annuity for you. You also have to have some net worth. We want to make sure that you have some net worth. We also want to make sure that your income coming in to your bank account is more than going out of your bank account. These are important things. This is the situation. So we want less risk because the market is full of risk. Market's been up last couple of years. Now might be a good time to be a profit taker. You know, most people buy high and sell low. That's not what you're supposed to do. When the market's up, take your chips off the table. You know, Vegas didn't build those hotels on your winnings. They built them on your losses. You know, the rule in Vegas is when you're up, when you're working on the house's money, take the money out. And if you don't think Wall Street is a gambling, you're sadly mistaken. It's pure gamble. It's gambling. I'd rather go to Vegas and roll my dice on the crap table than I would in the stock market because you have a better chance of making something quick or losing it quick. And guess what? You're not going to pay any fees because you're paying fees to your financial planner and your stockbroker. Fee, fee, fee. That's not that French poodle down the street. You know, I own no stocks, no bonds, no mutual funds, no variable annuities, no real estate trusts, no gas and oil. I do own some cannabis stock that I bought, but that's not where my dignity money is. That's my play money. I took $1,200 and I bought some cannabis stock, company that's working with cancer research with marijuana. And I think it's going to be big. I think since the states are starting to legalize it, I think it's going to become a staple. I think you're going to see the pharmaceuticals companies get into it. And when that happens, it's going to explode. And that's the reason I took $1,200 of my play money and I put it in there. But my dignity money, the money I got to live on, take care of my family, is indexed annuities. I have three of these. I have two indexed and one fixed. And that's where my money is. It's safe. It's guaranteed. And I sleep at night. If you would like that also, give me a call, 805-660-1313, and let me sit down and help you get that money in a safer place. Get a guaranteed lifetime income if you'd like. Protect those assets that you work so hard for. And many of you scrimped and saved. A lot of you didn't go out to dinner on a regular basis. A lot of you didn't take vacations on a regular basis. Why? Because you're putting money away for the golden years, yet you leave it in the Wall Street casino. Makes no sense to me. You know, a lot of people are going to outlive their money. Three reasons. Number one, they didn't start early enough. Number two, they didn't put enough away. But number three, and this is the big offender, you stayed in risk too long. You stayed in the market too long. You thought it's never going to end. Oh, that rainbow is going to keep continuing. And it doesn't. It didn't, and it won't. Wall Street's lost your money twice in the last decade, almost 50%. And they're poised to do it for a third time. We just don't know when. It should have corrected 2 years ago. So we're on the verge and we're on the cusp. We don't know what's happening. We don't know what China's going to do. We don't know what the rocket man's going to do in Korea. We don't know what Putin's going to do. We don't know what's happening throughout the economy. But that affects our dollars here in America. So I hope that you've got some plan if the market tanks. What you're going to do. You may have to get another job. You may have to go back to work. I don't know. You may have to move in with your kids. I don't know that either. But my clients and I sleep at night. If you'd like to sleep at night, you'd like to keep your money safe, give me a call, 805-660-1313.
Now, here's a question about hidden fees. Some people don't know what's being taken out, why, and, you know, it's because it's not up front.
Yep.
I think all this stuff should be front page news.
It should always be.
And it should be right there in bold.
Yes.
But apparently it's not. So the question this time around is, how do the hidden fees and investments decrease my retirement savings? And why are they there and why don't I know about them?
Well, you know, we've talked about the 401k stuff where they had back in 2012, they had the disclosure rule that was supposed to be helping people disclose these fees in their 401ks. And unfortunately, it hasn't. You know, potentially increase your overall nest egg by understanding that the various hidden fees in your investments. And a lot of people, 83% according to AARP, didn't even know they were paying fees, especially in their 401ks, et cetera. You know, we all want to avoid the fees in life. It's very hard to do. Fees are everywhere, from ATM fees to shipping fees, convenience fees, and many other places. Some fees are very transparent while others are hard to find, as Tom said. However, hidden fees in your investments is something you don't want to take lightly. You know, many investors are completely unaware of the fees that they're paying of their accounts. Today, we want to help you understand the different types of hidden fees that are in common in these investments. And the more you pay in fees, the less money you will have. It's plain and simple. It's not brain surgery. It's real simple. If you continue to pay fees, unnecessary fees, year after year after year, these are going to compound and eat away your retirement savings. So we all want to have more money when we retire, don't we? Of course we do. And we want to accomplish this without breaking a sweat, so to speak. One way to work towards the goal is to avoid the hidden fees that many investors are paying year after year. Okay, we want to talk about how much the fees affect my entire nest egg over a 30-year period. Where can I find the information about the fees inside of the prospectus? What is turnover ratio? What is the 12B-1 fee? What are loaded mutual funds and how can I avoid them? How do I calculate the total expenses that I'm paying on all my accounts? So let's kind of go over that. You know, people have heard of compound interest. But have you heard of compound fees? That's what's happening. The fees compound too. We've got a great topic today that we're going to help you save for retirement. We hope the information discussed today will get your attention and make you pay closer attention to your investments. You know, as many know, the fees are part of the financial world, whether it's commission, advisory fee, a flat fee, asset under management fee. We believe it's very important for you to understand that the fees you're paying, so you understand them and you can calculate them in planning for your retirement. You know, your financial advisor should be able to tell you exactly what fees you are paying on the money that you have invested with them. May not be your job to know everything about your investments, but it's helpful to know where to look. After spending your working years building and growing your nest egg, the last thing you want is unnecessary fees to decrease your savings, to get the most out of your retirement savings. It's important to be informed. Just like anything in life, the more informed you are on something, the more likely you are to succeed. It's not our job to dictate to you exactly where you should invest your money. We obviously want to help you with that, but we also want to help you connect so you understand that the money that you're paying out is taken away from your returns. So let's talk about impact of compounding fees. Hidden fees are a major problem for many pre-retirees and retirees. Many people are completely unaware of these fees, so they don't see how much they can affect their nest egg over a long period of time. According to Tony Robbins, author of The Money Master Game, hidden fees and backdoor payments are costing Americans about $17 billion a year, with a B. That is astronomical. And they can reduce the participants' overall nest egg by as much as 40% to 60%. On the other hand, he said, cutting fees by 1% can help you make money last an additional 10 years in retirement. See, I don't know why anybody would want to pay fees. It doesn't make sense to me. There's so many things that you can do without paying fees. And one of them is the fixed indexed annuity. You know, we have no fees unless you choose to have an income rider fee, and that's okay. There's income riders out there that don't charge a fee. But the nice thing about it is we get to participate in the upside of Wall Street, but never the down, and we don't pay any fees to own them. So why in the world would you want to pay fees that eat up your returns? It perplexes me every time I meet with people. I just don't understand. To help show the significance of fees compounding over many years, we want to show you a hypothetical example from Tony's book. Hopefully this opened your eyes. Let's say you have three friends, all age 35, and all have $100,000 to invest. Each friend invests in different mutual funds, and all three are lucky enough to have equal performance in the market at 8% annually each year. That's pretty good. At age 65, they get together and compare their total balances. Friend number one is paying 3% total fees inside the mutual fund, giving his nest egg a total of $432,194 at 65. Friend two is paying 2% in fees, okay, inside the mutual fund, giving his nest egg a total of $574,349, again at age 65. Friend three is paying 1% in total fees inside the mutual fund, giving his nest egg a total of $761,225 at age 65. Wow, that's a big difference. I'm so sorry. You know, what did your financial planner, your stockbroker do to earn that $300-some-thousand difference? The impact of fees on each of their ending account balances is significant. If friend one and two had any idea that 1% or 2% in fees over a 30-year period would make such an impact, they would have positively looked for lower fee investments. The problem for many investors is that you don't realize the impact that the fees have on the overall nest egg. So now you know. Let's explain some of the hidden fees so you can start looking for them to potentially avoid them. Sales charges. They're called loads. Financial planners love to call them. They're called loads. The first fee we want to discuss, known as sales charge or load. Mutual funds that are required without a sales charge are called a no-load mutual fund. I've bought them in the past. When I was younger, I had mutual funds. But I'm too old to lose my money now. And I don't want to pay these fees. That's why I don't have these. These are what you should be looking for to help eliminate unnecessary fees. So if there is a load, the charge is paid by the investor to the seller. A financial intermediary, such as a broker firm, insurance company, financial planner, or investment advisor for the services rendered. This charge can be deducted from the total amount invested. So let's say you invest $100,000 into a fund and the load is 5%. Which equals $5,000. You now have an equivalent of $95,000, which means your money needs to grow right away to get back to the original $100,000 investment. Just by simply educating yourself, you can look for the no-load funds that will avoid that. Administrative and operating expenses. Administrative costs are what your funds charge you to pay for its day-to-day operations. I mean, let's face it, there's no free lunch. Do you think these companies do this for free? No, of course don't. And you think they're not going to pay it out of their pocket. It's going to come out of your pocket. But this is day-to-day operations, including record keeping, custodial services, taxes, legal costs, and accounting and auditing fees. These costs are deducted directly from your fund's returns. Always check with your tax person. Make sure that you know what these things that you're being charged and how that affects your tax situation. The investment article on 12B-1 fees highlights the following. A 12B-1 fee is an annual marketing or distribution fee on a mutual fund. It's considered to be an operational expense since it's included in a fund's expense ratio. Generally, this fee is between 0.25% and 1%. The maximum allowed of a fund's net assets. The fee gets its name from the Securities and Exchange Commission, Section SEC Rule 12B-1. Back when mutual funds were first started, the 12b-1 fee was thought to help investors. It was believed that the marketing of mutual fund, its assets would increase the management, could lower their expenses because of the economics of the scale. Today, this is yet to be proven. With mutual fund assets passing $10 trillion mark, continue to grow steadily, critics of this fee are questioning the use for this 12b-1 fee. Is mainly used today to reward intermediaries, at your broker, your financial planner, and so forth, for selling a fund share. So in reality, this fee is paying a commission to the salesperson, but likely adding no value to the performance of the fund. Hopefully that makes sense. Turnover ratio. The final fee that we want to discuss today is the turnover ratio. The article is What is a Turnover Ratio by Kent Thone highlights the following. This is a measurement that expresses the percentage of a particular fund's holding that have been replaced or turned over during the previous year. For example, if a mutual fund invests in 100 different stocks and 50 of them are replaced during 1 year, the turnover ratio would be 50%. So what does a lower turnover ratio mean for mutual fund? It indicates a buy and hold strategy for actively managed mutual funds, but it has similar characteristics of passively managed funds, such as index funds and exchange fund traded, ETFs. Generally, the higher the turnover ratio, the higher the trading and the tax costs. Remember, always check with your tax professional to find out what's happening with the tax situation. I'm not here to give you tax advice. Actively managed funds are also more expensive because more trades generally result from more research and analysis, which has its own costs. Trades often have their own transaction fee as well. So in summary, lower turnover generally translates to higher net returns because of the lower cost to manage the mutual fund. You know, you always want to check with your financial planner, your stockbroker. These fees are out there. They're going to be charged. You need to talk to them and find out. If this is something you want to be in, that's fine, okay? But know what your costs are, okay? Again, when I was younger, I was in mutual funds. I was in stocks. No, never bonds, but I was in stocks. Now, as I get older, I can't afford to lose any of my money. I have to make sure that my money is safe and guaranteed. And I have to make sure that I have money to live on. And the market's just not going to do that because the market's up and the market's down. And as we get older, again, we have less time. You know, time is not on our side. We need less risk. And the thing that upsets me the most is the financial planners and the stockbrokers are painting everybody with the same brush. They're selling something to a 35-year-old that they would sell to a 65-year-old. And to me, that's not right. A 65-year-old doesn't have the time to make it up. A 35-year-old does. They don't want to lose their money either, but they have time. Time is on their side. You know, a good indexed annuity can help you live and protect your assets, and when you've passed away, will give your beneficiaries the balance. And that's the nice thing about it. It's also good for parked money. You have some money set in over here that you're not using. We could put that into something. If you passed away the next day, you know, your beneficiaries will have that money. And it's important that it's protected and kept safe. So if sleeping at night, knowing that your money is protected, knowing that you get a reasonable range of return, knowing that you will lock your gains in from year to year, if there are any gains, you lock them in from year to year and get that potential lifetime income, kind of like a pension. You're going to get a lifetime income, okay, that you can't outlive. And you have two choices, by the way. You can take the guaranteed, which will never go up and never go down. Or you can take what's a step up. So for instance, you guys got a raise at work. Many of you did, whether it was yearly or, you know, a couple years or 3 years, whatever it was. Think about this. As the market goes up, you get to go up and you get a raise. So there's a couple options there that you can choose when it's ready to take income. Or you can just take out 10% of your penalty free, whatever's your choice. It's good for qualified money, which are IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457, TSPs, TSAs, or good for non-qualified. You already pay taxes on it. You sold your boat. You sold your car. Maybe one of your relatives passed away and left you beneficiary money. These things are important, ladies and gentlemen. As we get older, we should have our money in a safer place. where we can't lose it. And that's what I do. That's how I help people. And I love it. You know, back in 08 and 09 when the market tanked almost 50%, my clients and I got cookie baskets and thank you cards. They sent them to me because my clients and I got zeros. A zero is always better than a loss. I can't stress that enough to you. Please don't lose any more of your hard-earned money. Give me a call. I'll see if I can help you.
And I'm sure you can.
Yes. Not everybody, though. You know, not everybody's right for these spends. You know, you heard me at my dinners. I said I'm right for about 70% of you in the room. There's a lot of people that won't let me help you, and there's a lot of people that I'm not right for. You know, they don't have enough liquidity, or they don't have a net worth, or they don't have enough income coming in. And that's why it's important that we sit down and ask the questions. This is not cookie cutter. And I hope I'm right for you, but I may not be. We won't know that till we get together.
That's right, but you got to get together.
That's right.
Now, getting together today could happen in Thousand Oaks at this car show that you have.
That's right. I'm right down at the Belmont Village. I'm on 3680 Northmore Park, right by Olson Road. We're doing the benefiting the Alzheimer's Society, hot dogs, hamburgers, and some great hot rods out here. So come on out, join us, come by and say hi.
We are here, sort of. We're here certainly in spirit.
Yes, we
and,
are.
And we're recorded, though, because Ron's out in Thousand Oaks. And we are going to take just a minute off, as always. Have something to write with, have something to write on, because Ron Grant is coming back with more information on how to keep your money safe.
Hi, I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'd like to introduce you to one of my clients, Pablo Ortiz.
Thanks, Ron. As my client, I appreciate your business. 6 years ago, I attended your seminar, and I was impressed, especially that you delivered what you promised. I'm so happy that I took some of my money and invested it with you in a product that has kept it safe and has actually grown it very nicely since April of 2011. I'm very close to retirement now and just couldn't afford to lose any of my money. Folks, I recommend this product, and most importantly, I recommend Ron Grant. When I went to a seminar, he bought me dinner. But today, he's made it even easier for you to hear about keeping your money safe. A one-on-one with Ron will make a difference in your financial security, and he'll even give you a $100 certificate to have dinner on him. Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Call him. You'll be glad you did. And if you haven't written down his number yet, it's 660-1313. That's 660-1313.
And we are back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
Yep, we're recorded today.
Another good thing about this, we're going to hit like this mid-80s inland for like 10 days.
Wow.
If we're at that perfect point. This is the perfect weather.
Yeah.
It's the best
nice
weather, especially
for
car
shows.
Look at beautiful cars.
Yeah, that's what we're
So that's what we have going on today with Ron Grant. Hey, let's talk about some of those other people now that you've been doing this for 8 years on the radio and longer than that, certainly, as you know, as a person professionally guiding people to keep their money safe. But last 4 years or so, there's been a few other people coming in, and they seem to be reading off the same page. What do you think about those folks?
Well, number one, you know, sincerest form of flattery is when somebody tries to copy you. I've had clients that have financial planners and stockbrokers, and when they found out that, you know, they came to a dinner of mine or I met with them and I helped them with Safer Money, oh, I could have done what that Ron Grant guy does. I could do this. And, you know, my answer to that is, well, if you could have done it, why didn't you? Why did you keep me in risk so long? You know, I use the analogy, you go into the car dealer and you look at a nice car on the lot and that's a car you want. And it's got a big sticker like $40,000, $45,000. And you go, nope, I'm not paying that. And you start to walk away and the guy comes out and grabs you or the girl comes out and grabs you and says, no, come on, let's talk a little bit about it. And they bring you in and you're there for 2 hours and they're sweating you out and they drop, you know, maybe $3,000, whatever. You finally get upset. And you're leaving. You know, you said, no, this is not what I want. I'm not going to pay this price. You guys are wasting my time. And before you get to the end of the driveway, the guy says, no, come back. We're going to make a deal. And he all of a sudden takes $10,000 off. Gosh, you know what? You could have taken the $10,000 off 2 hours ago. Why didn't you? And to me, it's an ethical situation. That's just the way it is. So, you know, your financial planner, your stockbroker has a job to do. They do the risky stuff, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, variable annuities, that type of stuff. I mean, I look at it this way. If I want a Ford, if I want to buy a Ford, I don't go to the Chevy dealer. I go to the Ford dealer. Because when I go to the Ford dealer, I'm going to get a Ford. When I go to the Chevy dealer, I'm going to get a Chevy. And you can't be all things to everybody. And I'm a specialist in the field of safe money. That's what I do for a living. In fact, I'm in a marketing group, 300 of us across the United States, The company is based out of Kansas. They help us with different things. They help us do training. They help us when new products come out. They help us with forms and education and that type of thing. And last year, 2017, our 300 little group of soldiers, so to speak, took $5.5 billion out of Wall Street and put it in indexed annuities. That's a lot of money. People want to get safer money. You know, indexed annuities have been around 29 years. They've been safe. An annuity itself was set up in 1740 for the clergy of the Presbyterian Church for their retirement. So annuity has been around a long time. It's a safe insurance-backed product. Again, I own three of these. I own one fixed and two fixed indexed annuities. And that's where my retirement is. That's where my dignity money went. So when you hear these guys and gals saying, well, we can do what Ron Grant does, you know, why didn't they do it? Why did they put you in risk in the first place? You know, back in 08 and 09, a lot of the people that we moved money away from, their financial planners and everything, they started screaming, wait, what are you doing taking your money away? My God, I've been sending you a Christmas card for the last 10 years. You know what? You lost money for them. They can't afford to lose money. You know, the market's up, the market's down. These people, as they get older, need to have their money in a safer place. So while the people are now coming on board in the last 2 or 3 years, I understand that. They're trying to compensate for somebody like me or one of the 300 of us that throughout the nation that are taking money away from them. Remember, when we take money away from the 401k company or your financial planner, your stockbroker, they're losing money. But you know what? If you want your money in a safer place and you want to sleep at night, and you want to get a reasonable range of return, are you doing something to the financial planner or the stockbroker? Or are you doing something for yourself? You're doing something for yourself, in my opinion. So this is what I do. This is how I help people. You know, I move millions of dollars out of Wall Street, and I help my clients keep it safe and where they can't lose the principal and they can't lose the gains. They get a reasonable range of return. Many of them want a guaranteed lifetime income that they can't outlive. And they want to be safe with their money. They can't afford to lose any more money than they've already lost. And I say this again, if you're up with the market, now would be a good time to be a profit taker. Take your money out of Wall Street and put it in a safer place. You know, I love the brokers thing. Oh, you're in it for the long haul. Stay the course. Those are only paper losses. Well, guys, I got news for you. Back in 08, those were real losses. You could have taken your money out before it happened. And I met several people that did. They had a premonition or whatever you want to call it, and they took their money out before the market tanked. Wall Street's lost your money not once but twice in the last decade, almost 50%. Don't let your money be lost. Keep it safe. Give me a call, 805-660-1313.
That's right. A little knowledge, a little information, you make the decision.
That's right.
That's how it goes. But you got to learn and you got to get that meeting. Hey, let's talk about what's going on with Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A giveaways coming up.
We're going to do that. We're going to give away. So get next to your computer, your iPhone, anything, your Android, whatever you send emails to. Get ready to go because we're going to have you do that in just a minute. Going to give two gift cards out to two different people. I'll mail them out on Monday myself.
With Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. Remember, Chick-fil-A giveaway coming up.
No one, no matter how much or how little we have to invest, wants to lose money. On that, we can all agree. Many of us want a safer home for our money, one that eliminates the roller coaster ride of Wall Street. And that's why talking to Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist, makes so much sense. Here are three things to remember. One, Ron promises your money is 100% safe and guaranteed. Two, Ron guarantees your money is never at risk. And three, with Ron, you'll never miss the upside, only the downside. Want a safe place to put your money, get a reasonable return, and pay no fees? Think safer, safer, safer. Think Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist.
I'm Ronald Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. I'll give you solid Safer Money advice. Call me at 660-1313. That's 660-1313, and let me keep some part or all your money safer.
And we're back with Ron Grant, the original Safer Money Specialist. You brought a treat today.
Well, here's the deal. I don't know how many of you out there remember Mr. Softy, the truck that goes around and has the soft ice cream. there's a guy here, Jeff is his name. He owns a couple of these trucks, and he comes to the car shows, which is awesome. So I've been having Mr. Softy for like the last 8 or 9 years, which has been great. But they have a location that I found by accident. He's on Ventura Boulevard in Camarillo. He's right on the corner. I don't know the exact address, but it's awesome. It's the same Mr. Softy. I remember as a child in Kentucky, Louisville, growing up, Mr. Softy used to come by with the truck in the summertime, and we'd all run after him. And it's the same as I remember it, the same truck, the same flavor, everything, which is awesome. So if you get a chance, head over there into Camarillo. I'll give you his number. It's 805-388-2663. That's 805-388-2663. I told him I'd give him a shout out. It was so great. They've got everything just like it was, and he's getting ready to get another truck. He'll have three trucks on the road. But if you were a kid and enjoyed Mr. Softy, hopefully you'll understand my excitment here, because I did get excited.
A little like DQ, kind of.
No, sorta. I don't think it's. No, it doesn't taste like DQ. It's got its own flavor. I don't know what to say. And the cone is so different. And he uses all the original stuff. I mean, it's just like going back in time. It's just awesome. So.
Okay, sounds good. Well, you know what else sounds good?
What?
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah, we got to do Chick-fil-A. All right, so Robert, who owns Chick-fil-A here in Ventura, graciously gives my listeners gift cards. He's been doing it for years and years. So now we're going to give out two gift cards to two people. What I want you to do is go to your email. In the subject line, I want you to write chicken. I want you to send me your name, your address, and your phone number. I have to give that to Robert. That's his requirement because he's giving me the gift cards. Plus, I need the address. I got to mail it out. I'll mail them out on Monday personally to you. So go there right now, Ron at safermoneyspecialist.com. If you're the first two people in, you'll get the two gift cards. You and your guests can go have lunch, dinner, whatever you want, the original, the spicy, the grilled. You get the nuggets, whatever you'd like to have. It's going to be on Robert. And thank you again, Robert, so much for doing that for me. I appreciate it because I know my listeners love it. I know Spence and I love it. Also, I got to take a second to congratulate Spence on an award he won this week from the Ventura County. Was it the... city council?
No, it's the county supervisors.
County supervisors,
yes. They were very nice. It's Foster VC Kids, a Champion for Children Award, and it was nice, and it was a big surprise. I had no clue. They brought me over there and presented by Foster VC Kids, County of Ventura Human Services Agency at the chambers there at the county seat.
Right.
So that was very nice.
Well, let me be one of the first to congratulate you. I know you work hard every year for the foster children, and I know that that's one of your one of the things that you like to do. So congratulations. It's award well deserved.
It's heavy.
It is heavy. Yeah, it looks very heavy. It's very nice. It's very a glass. Nice. It's all etched in there. It's got his name in there. So congratulations, Mr. Tom Spence, on winning that award.
And you also are one of the contributors every single year since you started here. You always write a check.
Every single time Ron Grant writes a check. I like to pay it forward, especially kids need it. You know, kids are our future. So,
mm-hmm. And especially kids that have been kicked to the curb like these guys. And they're picked up by very, very gracious families.
Yeah.
So here we are with Ron Grant. Now let's talk about people in general, and the type of client that you would be right for that would, fit your products and their needs. Where does that match up?
Well, you know, my perfect client, if it would be, and the perfect person that I can help is between the ages of 55 and 75. And I get some emails every once in a while, I get some calls, and they say, well, why can't it be a 30-year-old or a 92-year-old? You know, the insurance company sets kind of the tone and the rules on these products that are designed. And of course, the state of California Department of Insurance thinks everybody that's over 65 is stupid anyway, and we can't make any decisions on our own. 55 to 75 fits the need because a lot of people either have retired or getting ready to retire. They have some net worth. The older you are, the more net worth that you need to have. You need to have some liquid money on, other than the money that I'm going to help you keep safe. You need to have more money coming in every month than going out. These are some things. These are prerequisites from the insurance company and the things that I have to follow as an agent. It also, we want to make sure that it's the right product for you. And I'll use this as an example. I had a lady call me up. She had $40,000 that she wanted to keep safe. When I sat down and talked with her, that's the last 40 that she had. She's been out of work for a year. She has credit card debt. She's losing her home. so forth and so forth and so on. This product is not right for her. She needs that $40,000 to help pay her bills. I said, look, if you get a job, you pay the debt off, get your house bailed out, start making some money, I'd be more than happy to come back and help you keep some of that money safe. But you have to fit a certain suitability situation, and it must be right for the client. And that's what we do. And so the 55 to 75, I found over the years, I've been doing this almost 10 years now, helping people, well, 9 years, helping people keep it safe. I fit the 55 to 75 fits the products right. It fits the other suitability stuff right. Have I helped younger clients? Of course I have. I've got 25 to 35, 40-year-olds. I've got 89, 90-year-olds. It's not a problem. But the best window, the best products, the best caps, the best bonuses, the best fits at 55 to 75 the best. And that's kind of why I focus on that age group. But again, can I help younger people? I certainly can, and I do. Can I help older people? Yes, I can, and I will if I can. It's just we have to make sure that this fits your needs. I hope that makes sense. 805-660-1313. Let me help you get that money in a safer place. I promise if you want it, I'll do it.
We do have Will Hart on the phone line.
Mr. Will Hart, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Ron. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Listen, thanks for letting us record during the week. I'm at a car show today that's benefiting Alzheimer's, and it was important to me to get out there, so we have to be pre-recorded. If you haven't heard of Mr. Will Hart is my metal expert. He has helped myself with my IRA. He's helped my clients with gold and silver. So I appreciate you coming on today, buddy. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Hey, no problem. All right, so let's talk about the hedge against inflation, because we know what's going on with the dollar, and we know where it's, well, we don't know where it's going to end up, but we know it's got some rocky hills to climb. So explain the hedge against inflation, if you would, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we're $22 trillion in debt. I mean, if you start adding everything else, the number just gets so crazy. But our dollar continues to lose value. And we see that, of course, with the cost of goods and services continually increasing to make up that difference. And so one thing a lot of people do is they want to say, I need to protect the value of what my portfolio has. Of course, they want to protect it against market corrections and such, but protecting its value. So if you're sitting there with cash, you know, really what I call dusty dollars doing nothing, your best bet is to convert those dollars into a physical commodity like gold and silver. I give this example. 100 years ago, 1 ounce of gold, which was worth $20, would buy a man a finely tailored suit, meaning for $20, a man could walk in and get a finely tailored suit. You fast forward to today, and $20 is going to maybe buy him a pair of socks. He's certainly not going to get him the suit. But that 1 ounce of gold, which has a value of $1,200 plus, is going to buy a man a finely tailored suit. So that's how gold has throughout history maintained its value against goods and services. And you can go back 1,000 years. Nothing changes.
Let's talk about the scarcity of gold. Explain that, because people say, what? We're running out of gold? What's happening there?
Yeah. So all the easy pickings. Bloomberg came out with a chart at the beginning of the year showing that over the last 10 years, miners are finding 85% less gold. So all that easy pickings has been gobbled up. So now they have to go deeper and more remote areas, which, Ron, you know that just means it costs more money to get to the water, it costs more money for labor and machinery. So the price of gold is obviously going to continue to keep climbing as the cost gets more and more expensive.
What about the difference between paper gold and physical gold, like the bars and the coins? That's an important, I think, explanation that people need to know, because a lot of people are under a misconception that their broker likes the ETFs and the GLDs because that's really all they can sell. But why would we want the physical things versus the paper?
Yeah, and I think I mentioned this before. I would say most of our clients right now are people that already believe in gold. They know what gold can do, but they had paper gold. And in normal times, when there's not a potential market correction that's ready to happen at any day, is they're getting out of paper and they're getting into physical. And here's why. With paper gold, it's leveraged account. So you'll have, as an example, $1 billion sitting in a vault. They'll leverage it 500 to 600 times, whatever they decide, and you're just trading paper against that pile of gold. The problem is, when the market goes south, and I don't say if, when the market goes south, it could be any day now, the principals have the ability to reach in and grab those physical bars, making that $1 million of gold disappear real fast. hold, everybody now has a piece of paper against an empty bowl. You don't want to be in that situation. So people are kind of waking up and realizing, I might as well get the real McCoy and not the paper. And so, again, that's where we come in. We only sell physical gold and silver.
Yeah. What are some of the options people have to buy the physical gold and silver, and how do the metals get stored?
Sure. So the two options that people have is, one, you can do what they call a cash purchase, which is simply you send a check or you send a bank wire, whatever dollar amount. We go over the different types of metals. You tell us what you like. We then ship those metals right to your doorstep. Put them in a safe place. When you're ready to sell them, we'd love to buy them back at whatever the value of gold is at that time. The other option, which happens to be the more popular option because I think most people have their nest egg in a retirement account versus just sitting in their checking account, we can do what they call a tax-deferred penalty-free rollover. You can either have the metal stored in a depository or what they call private storage, where you can store the metals yourself, still tax-deferred, still penalty-free. You can do a Roth rollover, you can do a traditional, if you've got a previous 401k, if you've got a 401k and you're over 59 and a half, 95% of employers will let you do that rollover if you're 59 and a half and older. Previous 401ks, no problem, but you can, in all cases, metals can be either stored privately or stored with the depository. And the depository that we use is the Delaware Depository in Wilmington, Delaware. Each account is insured up to $1 billion, and the metals will sit there, fully insured, until the client determines, okay, I want to liquidate a portion or all of it and go back into the market.
Yeah, you're kind of breaking up there a little bit, but I think we got the gist. All right, if you have any questions and you would like to talk to Will, give me a call, 805-660-1313. I always like to say that we need a diversified portfolio. We need some cash. We need some indexed annuities. We need some real estate. We need some metals. That's true diversification. Okay, that's called class diversification. Give me a call, 805-660-1313. I'll put you in touch with Will. Will has helped me. He's helped my clients. Maybe he can help you. Will, thanks again, buddy, for coming on during the week so we could have this recorded so I can be at the car show.
Absolutely. Take care, Ron.
All right, you too. Take care.
And there he goes. I've got a couple of minutes left. So the car show that you're at today is a pretty good one.
Yes, it's supposed to be really nice. Last year it was good. It was a little smaller last year. Hopefully it's going to be bigger this year. Like I said, we're at Belmont Village Senior Living, 3680 North Moore Park Road, Thousand Oaks. We're almost at the corner of Olson and Moore Park Road. It's Belmont Village. It's a senior living. Very nice building, by the way. Went inside. It's where people retire, and it's beautiful. And we're trying to put the end to Alzheimer's. They got hot dogs, they got hamburgers. You know, come on out, enjoy it. It's going to be great. And you know what? It's a nice day. So come out and have fun.
Yeah, it's all good. Now let's talk about how we get in touch with Ron Grant.
Well, you can give me a call, 805-660-1313. If you call me and set a meeting up with me, I'll be more than happy to give you a $100 MasterCard or Visa gift card, as long as you're between the ages of 55 and 75 and have some immediate money that you want to keep safe. We're going to stop you paying the fees to the financial planner and the stockbroker. We're going to keep that money safe. And you know what? You're going to sleep at night. So give me a call, 805-660-1313. I want everybody out there to have a blessed day. And you know what? Let's be kind to one another.
Are you currently receiving steady paychecks? What about when you're retired? Will you receive a monthly check to cover your expenses and also have some fun? Ron Grant, the Safer Money Specialist, calls this mailbox money on his Safer Money Solutions radio show. It's the monthly check you'll receive throughout retirement. Ron wants to remove the stress from your retirement. He doesn't want you to worry about if the money will show up or how much money you'll receive. The only thing he wants you to think about is how to spend it when it arrives. Find out how to get enough money in your mailbox every month when you're retired. Call Ron at 660-1313. He has a retirement blueprint he will share with you. It will show you how to build a nest egg that will provide you with the guaranteed monthly income you'll need in retirement. Call Ron at 660-1313 to schedule a meeting and receive your retirement blueprint. Call now, 660-1313.